Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. You know how I feel about the word budget. I'm not a huge fan of the word, but during a crisis, there isn't room for fancy name changes, cute marketing messages. So let's jump headfirst into this bonus episode and talk about 7 things you need to know to manage your budget during a crisis.
You're listening to Millennial Money with award-winning money expert and serial entrepreneur, Shauna Compton-Game, where we flip the script on the old school approach to everything your parents never taught you about money. Each week, Shauna creates a safe space by talking with special guests from around the world about money wellness, entrepreneurship, traveling like a boss, and what makes millennials tick. Unique stories, trailblazing perspectives, tips, tricks, and everything there is to know about money. Find it all here as you uncover your money story and unlock the life you want to live. Pretty cool, right? Here's Shauna, money expert, Indiana Hoosier, and burger aficionado.
I feel like I must explain. I don't like the word budget for the same reason you don't. It feels limiting and stressful. It feels like something you have to do versus something you really want to do. And I'm in the same boat as you. I have struggled with this for years and years, if I'm going to be honest. And what I've realized is that at its core, it's just a plan. That's all it is. It's just a plan with some word attached to it that we've all grown to just hate. And you need a plan. So crisis time means you need to create a plan. And you need to work the plan. And you need to stay focused each day, but without the fear or the anxiety or the overwhelm or the judgment. How many times do we judge ourselves about money, about what we should have done, even thinking about back to like January, you may be having thoughts about, oh my gosh, I shouldn't have spent my money on this. Maybe I shouldn't have gone on that trip. Maybe I shouldn't have bought this thing. What I would do to have that money back right now. But all of that is just negative thought patterns that take up space in our brain, and they keep us stuck in the past rather than moving on to the future. And we need to move on. We are in this situation worldwide, around the world. We are all experiencing almost the same version of what this feels like. Confusion, stress, money is tight, and so many different businesses. I had a day where I sat down and I thought about all of the different businesses and what our economy is going to look like around the world. And I freaked out because the enormity of the situation just really hit me. And I thought, okay, I can't live in that space, because living in that space just, it does a thing on you. it keeps you in a place where you can't change, you can't have fun, you can't appreciate the things that you have. And that's not the right mindset. But look, I struggle with this too. Just this week, if I'm going to be honest, I had a breakdown and cried and threw a fit. And then I got back to the plan, because I know deep down, deep, deep down inside of me, I know what works. And I know that you have to get back to the plan, because the plan creates action, and action clears up overwhelm. But you have to take it day by day. And there are some days where you're not going to want to think about this stuff. And that is completely okay. I give you the permission to slip, to say, no, it's Monday, it's Tuesday, it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, whatever day it is for you. And I don't want to deal with money. I don't want to think about money. My head's not in the game. Great. Put it off to the next day. But don't put it off forever. Put it off for a day or an hour or a minute or 5 hours, and then come back to it. And another thing is, I don't want the money, I don't want the numbers that you're dealing with to stop you from having fun and being human. This is something, I'm going to say this a lot in this episode, but this is something I also struggle with for years and years. And if I'm going to be honest, still to this day, sometimes I can look at numbers and I can freak out and I can stop having fun, stop being human. And it feels like all I'm focusing in is on the numbers. And there's no room for you to create change when you're living in that space. So I am doing this practice with you. I am working right alongside with you, and I'm speaking to you from my own personal experience. So let's dive into these 7 things. So thing number one, I use this analogy a lot. I live in Los Angeles, and let's say once the quarantine is lifted that I want to drive all the way to New York City, because honestly, my car hasn't seen a lot of love lately. I could just get in the car and drive, but where am I going? I need my GPS, which is essentially a map, which is another way of saying it's a plan of where to drive to get where you want to go. Get it? So think of your budget, aka a money plan, which is really what I like to call it, as the same thing. It's just a plan of where your money needs and should go based on what you need to pay, what you want to accomplish, etc., right? It's the GPS system for your money. So don't complicate it more than that. Don't make it into this terrible, horrible thing. When you're doing a money plan or a budget or whatever the heck you want to call it, it is just the GPS system for your money. So are we on the same page here? All right. I see you nodding. Thing number two, you need to know where you are spending your money. We tend to focus on a lot on saving, right? Like cut out that $5 coffee. But why? You really need to understand why. So I think that when we're focusing on saving money, we're missing the vital piece. It's really on spending, because that's the right focus. It needs to be on where your money is going. That means you need to get on a serious first name basis with the outflows of your money. Now, you might be saying, Shauna, I know where I'm spending my money. I'm going to call your bluff because I have worked with hundreds of people and I know this to be a fact across the board. No matter how much money you make or you do not make, I know this is the truth. We all generally know when we're spending our money. We might know that we ordered some food the other day. We might know that we just ordered a movie on Amazon. We might know these things. We might know what our rent is or our mortgage is. Sure, of course. But it's the little tiny nuances in your spending that you consciously aren't aware of. And so what happens when you're not consciously aware of the money, it just flows out of your account without purpose. And that lack of purpose stops you from being able to achieve your goals. Now, maybe you don't have goals. Okay, great. Somebody said that to me the other day. I don't have goals. Okay, fine. Maybe you don't have goals, but you have stuff that you want to do. You're not just living day to day, just to live day to day. There are things you want to do with your life. Those essentially are goals. Again, we can change out the name, but we got to stay on purpose, on task. You see where I'm going here? So here's an easy process you can do while you are watching TV or just hanging out with your favorite tunes on. Grab a stack of post-it notes or cut up a piece of paper into like 8 to 10 squares. If you get 4 squares, I don't care. I'm not hung on the math here, but you get where I'm going. I want you to head to your online bank account or money app or credit card statement. And on the front side of the post-it note or the piece of paper, I want you to write every expense that you had in the last 30 days. I mean, everything. On the back side, I want you to write down the category it is in. So if you ordered Domino's last night for a pizza indulgence, I'm A, very jealous, and B, I approve of that purchase. I want you to write down $10 Domino's on the front, and on the back, I want you to write eating out on the backside. That's the category. Do this for all your expenses, and then grab a separate sheet of paper or a Word doc or an Excel spreadsheet, doesn't matter what it is, and write down the categories that you have listed and all of the expenses that are in each category, and then add them up. This is simple, simple math, right? So we've got our categories, we've got our individual expenses in that category, and then we're going to add up each category so that we know how much we spent in each particular category. Thing number three, look at these expenses. I mean, really look, and give them what I call a happiness scale of 1 to 3. So number one is, I love this expense, or I need this expense. So things like rent, mortgage, all your fixed expenses, student loan payment, minimum credit card payment, car payment, they're all going to be number ones because you need to make these payments. Now, there are ways, of course, we can better those payments. Sure, and I'm going to talk about that in an upcoming bonus episode. But just for now, those need to be ones because you absolutely need that expense. Maybe you're not in love with it, but you need it, right? So number one, I love this expense or I need this expense. Number two, I'm indifferent. I don't care. Let's say you have a subscription to Disney Plus and while you like it, you haven't used it in the last 3 months. Something like that. Something that you're just indifferent. You could cancel it. You could keep it. You don't really care. And then number threes, I don't like this. So anything that makes you queasy, like how much you spend on bank fees or how much you spend on drinks at your favorite hangout spot. I get that pre-quarantine, but you get where I'm going here. Do this step without centering yourself. 1, 2s, and 3s of all of your expenses. So when you're finished, you have a roadmap for those expenses. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet. Finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Thing number four, We'll come back to our list in a minute, but first you've got to figure out what your goals are or the things you want to achieve. What are those things? So let's take the next 30 days because most of us are going to be self-isolating at home for that time period. So this is a really good time to do this. Think about what are your top three money goals. Could be things like you want to increase your emergency fund because, well, now we all know how important that thing really is. Or buy a course to learn how to invest or plan for your first trip post-quarantine or just commit to staying focused on your spending for 30 days. Or build a home fund, or just get in a better mindset with your money. It doesn't matter what they are. Just figure out your top three goals or things you want to accomplish. It can even just be being present with your finances for 30 days. That's a great goal. If you can't come up with three, just come up with one. You can come up with one, I guarantee it. But you're probably going to have to censure yourself to come up with just three. But I don't want you to go more than three because if you start coming up with like 10 different goals, your focus is kind of all over the place. So I tend to find like we can really only focus on three things at one time. You know, there's a rule, my husband Jeff always talks about it, that if you've got more than three things you need to buy at the grocery, you have to write it down. Otherwise, you're going to forget them. So we're going to stick with three goals. Okay, then thing number five. Now go back to your list, your happiness score list. Go back to your number twos and your number threes on the list and ask yourself these questions. Can I cut out any of these expenses? How fast can I cut them out? So maybe something is set to renew coming up soon, right? And you recognize like, I don't like this expense. I want to get rid of it. So knowing that day it's going to renew is really helpful because you can just get rid of it before it renews. And then when I cut these out, where can I move my money to support my goals? So if I want to pay down debt, am I going to reroute this money towards a certain credit card or a certain loan? If I want to buy that investing course, am I just routing this money in to pay for that investing course, etc.? You get where I'm going here. The key is rerouting your spending into the things that are actually going to support your goals. That's the magic. That is the special sauce. It's not hard, but it is a process you need to do over and over again because you got stuff you want to do and your spending may be stopping you from making those things a reality. So instead of stopping the focus on, I'm not going to have the $3 coffees, instead I want you to focus on where are the areas where you can spend smarter and reroute that savings towards your goals. So thing number six. The one with the most amount of money at the end of the month doesn't win. So if you've ever been taught about budgeting, you probably, no, I'm going to scratch that. Think about anything. Think about a tax return amount, if you're getting a refund or anything, scores in sports. We always want the highest number. So logic tells us that we want to get through the month. And at the end of the month, we want to have a ton of cash left over. What in the world is that doing to help you? The goal is to make sure your money is working, all of it working during the month. So at the end of the month, you actually have $0 left off because all of your money is going to support your goals or pay off debt or going to savings or buy that investing course, whatever it may be. So it's not really $0. It's just all your money is being used smartly. So if you can retrain your brain to focus on, I actually want to have like a net sum budget. At the end of the month, I want to look at my money and go, every dollar extra that I had has gone towards something that is helping me towards my goals. You get it? Okay, thing number seven. Don't make a money plan, budget, whatever you want to call it, harder than it needs to be. It's one of the most powerful ways to see what's going on with your money, to make changes, and to drive those changes, AKA that money that you aren't spending on this particular thing, into your goals. I tell people all the time, you can find money. I don't care who you are. You can find money in your bank account right now, today. I guarantee you, if I was there with you, holding your hand, we could find $5, $10, $500, $5,000, whatever it is. I know this because I do this for myself all the time, and I'm constantly shocked at the amount of money I find in my bank account. I'm like, this is crazy. I do this all the time, and I'm still finding money. And I know this because I've helped so many other people do the same thing, so I know it works. This is just a tool to help you get where you want to go. I do this every week. Where did I spend money last week? What makes me feel icky? How can I change that and take that money and put it towards a goal next week? Rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. It doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to take a long time. And in a crisis, this is the time to focus on this. Take charge of this for yourself. I want this for you. All right, my friend, I'm sending you all my budget love this week. Use this time to get more intentional with your money, to build that bridge to a better mindset, and to visualize what you want the future to look like, because we're going to get through this, and I know you're going to have an awesome future. Your story does not end today. If you're struggling today, if you're struggling to pay your bills, this is not the end of the story. And there is no shame in asking for help. Whether you need help from a family member, you need government help, whatever kind of help you need, there is no shame in this at all. All right? So let's come out of this with our head held high, and let's learn how to create a budget, not just for crisis time, but going forward. That is easy. This money plan system is easy. Anybody can do this. Day in and day out, I'm right there with you.
Hey, where are you going? We're not quite finished yet. We just wanted to say thanks for listening to this episode of Millennial Money and for helping us create a safe space to talk about money. For more on this episode, check out the show notes and don't be afraid to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. Seriously, we love hearing from our Millennial Money family, so send us your rave reviews. We look good in 5 stars. Just saying. See you back here in a few days with a fresh new episode.